Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about taking advantage of a seller's market.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about it being a seller's market, and that means that you've got opportunities as a seller. If you play it right, you'll optimize your opportunity and get the best out there right now. You've got inventory that's less than 2 months inventory standing. That means there's not enough homes for the buyers that want to buy. So how do you play that out to optimize your opportunity?
Well, that's an interesting situation. Because there will be people looking that may not have otherwise looked. Why? Because there's not that much to look at. By definition, if you show up at the department store and there's only three items on the shelf, I'd be willing to bet all three items are going to be looked at.
That's right. I've bought brands of toilet paper I had never bought before because that was all that was there.
Hey, I tell you what, if it's not birch bark, I'd probably at least look at it.
Well, there you go. Back to real estate. When you're looking at the pricing of a property, when you're looking at putting it out on the marketplace, you want to look at what is real and look at what could be appraised for that value. You want to look at have a basis for the price that you're putting out there so that you have somewhere to start. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to have to stay there at that price as a seller, especially in some of the markets today, but it's a starting point that it can be verified by an appraiser.
And that appraisal is going to be important if you're using financing, because if the appraiser comes in at a price other than that which you had contracted for, you've got an issue.
If it's less than that amount, than
yes.
The sales price.
Excuse me, I should have been more specific.
Not the loan amount, but the sales price.
Right.
So they want to make sure they understand their risk and how much skin in the game you actually have. If it's a $300,000 sale and you've got it listed at $300,000, you sell it at $310,000, the appraiser comes in at $300,000, you've got the problem of the gap because the appraiser is backing the lender source saying you don't have sufficient collateral to justify this price.
And you're going to have to make up the difference. And most likely what you'll attempt to do is renegotiate the price. And in a market where the seller has such a strong grip, they've got the opportunity that the buyer doesn't have, you may be finding that you're having to cover the gap on your own.
And so as a seller, what I've seen recently is the possibility that if there's strong equity from a borrower, say 35% down, there's a possibility there will be no appraisal. COVID has blessed us with a lighter appraisal handhold so that lenders are saying we'll waive the appraisal if there's enough equity down, which makes those folks with some down payment look more attractive than those with little down payment. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.